Listen! Your Concordia All Sports Leader, Koobski. I'm Wyatt Kuby, alongside my partners, Graham Frisky and Eric Cumley. And we got some news here at the Koobski. Those of you who have been with us from the beginning, the OGs, the first goers, we got some news. Very sad news. Our very own Graham Frisky is no longer going to be with us. This will be his last podcast. You know, the man who started this whole thing, the man, the myth, the legend, Graham Frisky, man. We're going to miss you, buddy.
Yeah, you know, thank you so much for everything.
It's been a blast.
Well, thank you for having me on this show. It's been a fun ride while I was on it. I'm very honored to be part of the Koobski and see where it's gone and how it's grown in the past year and a year and a half. So thank you so much for having me on the show, and I wish the best of wishes to you guys in the future.
Yeah, same to you.
Yeah, best
man.
Of luck to you.
Thank you.
Yeah, I know you got some school and personal issues going on, so hopefully we can get you back in as a guest in the near future. But right now, Graham Frisky, you know, we'll go down in Koobski history. I'll just say that for a fact. So thank you.
Thank you so much. Everything. Yep.
All right. Men's basketball, unfortunately, lost to Dakota Wesleyan 50-71. Joel Beal was all over the rebounds, man. He got 10 boards, but unfortunately couldn't get it done. That wasn't enough for the Bulldogs to get it done against Dakota Wesleyan.
Yeah, and Joel, he reminds me of DeAndre Jordan in the NBA when he's not really known for his scoring, but he's known for his blocks, his rebounds, you know, everything but really the scoring. And so he's a really big contributor, an all-around player. So big shout-out to him. Unfortunately, wasn't enough to get it going, though.
Yeah. The Bulldogs are now 17-7 overall, 8-6 in GPAC play. A lot better than last year. Last year at around this time, I think they were at, what, 500?
If you know, even, sitting, yeah, you know, if like even 500,
or,
yeah.
Or below, you know, so big improvement. Hopefully they can get it done in the future.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no kidding. And, I mean, they played some good competition, too. But this was kind of a test for the team. But it'll be interesting to see how they play down the stretch. And really, they can't really drop too many more games. Otherwise, it's going to hurt their chances in the GPAC.
Right.
But, I mean, again, Dakota Wesleyan is they're ranked 10th in the nation. So, I mean, this game, wish you would have been a little closer, but, hey, you can't complain. I mean, they played a really stellar team.
They did. And women's, they also played Dakota Wesleyan and won a nail-biter, 69-67. Grace Berry, probably the player of the game with her performance, 18 points, 6 rebounds, 4 assists, and had the game-winning free throws with 2 seconds left in the game. I don't know where the Bulldog girls would be without Grace Berry.
Yeah, no kidding.
Like,
no.
Honestly.
Yeah. She changes the whole game.
She does. She's the total definition of a game changer.
Yeah, no kidding. And she's also just one of those players who is more of an all-around. She's not really known for the scoring, but she has been putting up a lot more points as of late. Just her electrifying play between her assists, her blocks, her steals. She's able to create fast break points and opportunities. So it's very, very exciting watching the former MVP and CIT MVP on the court.
Yeah, and, you know, that game was a nail-biter. Bulldogs were down by 9 in the fourth quarter and able to come back big time in that fourth quarter. One person I would like to point out, Mackenzie Hellman came off the bench, played about 21 minutes, and lit it up with 12 points, 5 assists, and 3 steals. Talk about depth for your Concordia Bulldogs. Like, this girl's coming off the bench, and she hit 2 3-pointers late in the fourth quarter to help spark the Bulldogs' comeback. So talk about depth, you know?
Yeah, no kidding. This Concordia team is definitely going to need to show its depth, and it was a really great test to see. I mean, down 9, and then all of a sudden to come back. I mean, that's huge. And if you can get that kind of depth, this is what's going to – this is what separates a championship team from just simply a playoff team.
Right.
And yeah, this is, and Concordia has really proven themselves, especially with Mackenzie. Big shout out to her and how she performed. So,
wrestling, what do we got?
We got GPAC winners. Wrestling has won the GPAC. And right now their overall record is 12-2.
That's pretty good.
So it's better than last year tying with the G-Pack.
Yeah, no kidding.
Tying with freaking Morningside, that was not fun.
Yeah, but it's much
we got
more.
It this year.
Or Hastings, I can't remember. Morningside or Hastings, we... Yeah. At least we won it.
Yeah, yeah. It's much more satisfying to win a title than to share it. I mean, it's like Peyton Manning, you know, when he had to share an MVP with who? I don't even know who it was. But it was just so disgusting. It's like, really? Sharing a title? I've never been a fan of it, but... Big shout out to
possible for MVP.
Yeah,
honestly.
But big shout out to this wrestling team. I mean, they've definitely deserved it. They put in a lot of work in the offseason, and they recruited. They did a nice job with the recruiting.
They got some hammers. They got 11 wrestlers that are in the top six of their weight class,
nice.
And three of those are number one. You got Mario Ybarra at 125, Darren Miller at 184, and
That's
Tanner
gross.
Farmer at one heavyweight, 285.
Yeah.
You also got DeAndre Cherry at number two.
Should be
at
number
174.
One. Should be number one.
That's unbelievable. That's incredible.
They said that there's a poll that Concordia is only ranked 20th, and I think that's BS. That's a really
right.
That is completely because. Okay, here's a little thing. Ohio State, that is D1, they have three number one wrestlers ranked number one. We're NAIA, but we also have three, and we're ranked number 20.
That's disrespectful.
It is different, but you still got three number ones. That should not be number. You shouldn't be ranked number 20.
No, that's insane. You know, especially with the wrestling caliber that we have, we should totally be higher.
And Concordia was 18 at one point. Now they're 20. So
yeah.
If anything, they ranked them lower. Which I don't know what the heck is in the committee's mind when they decide these polls for the ranking the teams. I mean, Concordia definitely should be higher
right?
on this list. They're easily top 10. I would put them top five.
Yeah.
The highest I would go is top five, but, it's not my decision, unfortunately.
Yeah. Congrats to Tanner Farmer for being the GPEC Wrestler of the Week for a third time now.
Jeez.
That's just unfair.
That man is a beast.
The guy is 17-0. I mean, when we got him, it was... It was like nailing the, putting the last nail in the coffin. I mean, it's incredible having him on this team.
You know, it's like we already had the Avengers, and then you just added someone new that made the.
We
Avengers.
Added Thanos to the
yes.
Avengers.
Yeah,
added Thanos to the Avengers. Great analogy. Yes, man, I can't wait. Wrestling is Thursday, right?
Yeah, it's their senior night Thursday, February 6th against Bethany.
All right,
so that'll be a good one.
Yeah, hopefully he can pull out the win. We'll go on to track. Track, we got athletes all over the place, making national qualifiers and able to place well in GPEC. So we're hitting it pretty good. On the women's side for the 60 meters, we have three women who are in the top 10, Cora Olson, Hannah Mulligan, and Katie Sievert. They have the potential to... hopefully get nationals, but it's tough this year. It's higher than it was last year for qualifying, but looking pretty good. Three in the top 10, I say that's pretty good.
Say that's pretty good.
That's pretty darn good.
Yes. The 200 for the women's, we got two girls in the top 10. Cora Olson is placed second in GPAC, and Hannah Mulligan is tied in eighth. Two top 10 and the 200, which is kind of one of the longer sprint events,
Yeah.
Kind of in the way we have not that many sprinter females in general, I'd say that's pretty impressive.
Yeah, and then also, this is the second time you mentioned Cora Olson. And Cora Olson, she's been probably one of the more electrifying athletes to watch on this women's track team. So should expect to see a lot of great things out of her coming up.
She's probably one of those women that can do it all, and you actually hear her name in future events. But right now we're going to go 400 meters for the men's. My man, Xavier Ross. Woo, man. So I'll give you a little background. National qualifiers is a 49.55 seconds. He ran a 49.03 400.
It's incredible. He's picking it up at the right time.
Oh, he is. And he's only a sophomore.
Wait,
are you kidding me?
Yeah, this guy is going to be electrifying for many years to come yet.
And currently he's ranked number one in GPAC and is the only one who in GPAC who has qualified for nationals. That's saying something. Mm-hmm. You know, that man, that man's special. For the women's side, we actually have three girls in the top 10, and Rachel Battershell, man, she's the female version of Xavier. Let me give you this. NAIA qualifier is a 58.40. She shattered that with a 56.40.
Nice work.
Wow. Are you kidding me? I mean, that's faster than some guys.
Yeah, that's faster than me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can. I'm too fat and old and can't run.
Yeah, dude, whenever I try to run, whenever I try to sprint, you know, if I'm not stretching out or anything, I'm pulling hamstrings, I'm tearing quads. I mean, my calves are gone. I can't do it. So, I mean, the way that Rachel Battershell is doing this, it's pretty incredible.
It is, it is. And to clarify, I'm not actually fat. I feel fat. You know, that's a personal issue. All right, moving on. And moving on to 4x4 men's relay. Our men's relay team, first in GPAC and hit national qualifiers.
Nice.
This good job.
One good relay team, and it has Xavier in the relay, so
of course it does.
Of course it does. I mean, how could you not have
him? I was about to say, you can't just like leave him on the bench. I mean,
right?
Yeah.
This guy's too amazing to run or to put him on the bench.
Yeah, and even on the women's side, we are first in GPAC and hit national qualifiers for our girls 4x4. Our relay team looks like the bomb diggity. They look sharp. They look fast. They look fierce.
The bomb diggity.
Did you just say, the bomb diggity?
The bomb diggity. And that's how we're going to describe these teams now. The bomb diggity.
Oh, heck
the bomb
yeah. Diggity. That's great. Pole vault. Five guys who are in the top 10 for pole vault. First of all, that's an incredible number. Five in the top 10.
That's I mean, that's taken away a lot of different slots. I mean, how many teams are in the GPAC? You know, I mean.
Like 12 or 14, I think.
And we have five in that conference. I mean,
right?
That's
unbelievable.
That's unbelievable, yeah.
And we have three of them who have nationally qualified A standards. And it's Gavin DeHai is in second place in GPAC. We got Cody Williams in fourth. He's unfortunately injured, but hopefully he'll bounce back from that injury. And Chase Berry, a freshman, getting that national mark, and that's insane. You know, I was talking to Eric about this the other day, and Eric's face, like, lit up. His mouth was hanging open. He was in shock.
I could not believe he was just a freshman.
Yeah, don't you know him? Didn't you think he was
a
sophomore?
Yeah.
It's pretty incredible when they're that young and they're doing that much to the team. It goes to show you the recruiting process of Matt Beisel.
For Chase – I'm just going to throw a little background. His dad is not the head coach, but he's the pole vault coach for Concordia.
Oh, okay.
He has a brother who is really, 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 really good. And he has another brother in high school that is also a state champion and, you know, really good pole vault family. The fact that he's chosen to come to Concordia says a lot. You know, not just because he wants to come with his dad. From what I heard, was he wanted to come here just for the community. Not because his dad works here, just for the community. That says a lot.
That says a lot about Concordia, yeah.
Yeah, so, and we got two others, Tucker Platt, in tied for sixth place with Sam Cisco, and tied with Tucker. You know, I don't know, pole vault is one of our strengths, I'll give you that.
To say the least.
Right? Yeah. And on the women's side, we have another five women who are in the top 10 for pole vault. Allison Brooks and Josie Pools are number one and number two in GPAC and have hit the national qualifying mark. So that's pretty impressive. You know, again, five out of 10 in GPAC. Your other women are Erin Mapson, Mackenzie Gravo, and J.C. Pfeiffer are your five Bulldogs that are in the top 10. Women's long jump, we got Jamie Broman in second place in GPAC all time, hit B standard. Hopefully she can get that A standard soon. Cora Olson in third, and Katie Sievert in fourth, and Kennedy Mogul, the four women in the top 10 for GPAC. Again, four out of 10. Holy cow. This team is stacked.
And it's no wonder why they just released a pole ranking. I mean, unlike the wrestling, they actually got this one right.
Right?
Both the men's and the women's teams, they're both ranked second in the nation for indoor track.
And rightfully so.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah.
They definitely belong number two, and I can't wait to see what kind of title that they can push for. I mean, they definitely have the abilities and the skill set.
They definitely do.
They just need to put it together, and I believe they have, 21 national qualifiers now?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, 21 national qualifiers, you know, that's saying something on a team. I mean, holy cow. So
yeah, it is.
Both teams are incredibly talented, and we should definitely be expecting a championship run for both of these teams.
Yep, yep. Moving on to the men's triple jump, we have Taylor Beck, who's sitting at fourth place in GPAC, and hit B-standard just a few centimeters short of going A-standard. So if he can pull that together, he can definitely shine in the near future.
Hopefully he can. I mean, just imagine if you're a few centimeters short.
Yeah.
That would
just
stink.
To think, next time I'm going to go even harder.
Yeah, I mean, exactly, yeah, you gotta. So. I mean, yeah.
I mean, he's a senior, so hopefully he can get it done, and I have faith. He's actually a pretty good jumper. On the women's side, we have Cora Olson in second place in GPAC. As we mentioned before, Cora is probably one of the best athletes on the female side that we get to see. Obviously, it's hard to rank who's the best athlete on this team because they're all really, really good. You know, you can't just single out one person.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't want to make this sound like, Cora. No, it's everybody.
It's everyone, yeah.
It's everybody. She's just, you know, popping up more often. She's in multiple events. And then we have Adriana Sims and Taylor Mose, the three girls in the top 10 for Concordia. So great representation for our Concordia team. And last but not least, we'll go to throwers. And just really want to point out Jacob Cornelio, first in GPAC, and once again hit nationals, and man, that man is a beast. You know, on the field, being able to just take command all 4 years that he's been here, or five actually. He's a fifth year senior, so man, total respect for that man. In person, he's a great guy, honestly. Like, probably one of the best guys you'll ever meet. Hopefully, he can go far. That's my hope. And on the women's, on the weight throw, we have Adriana Shaw in first place, national qualifier. Again, a great, great athlete, and she deserves it, you know. I mean, the fact that on the thrower's side, they lost a lot of good throwers last year and are still able to produce these great throwers.
Mm-hmm.
So all around, this team is just great, and I can't wait for the future.
Yeah, no kidding. This team will be really, really something to watch. Already a powerful team, and they're just getting better.
Yeah.
It's getting scary how good this team is getting to be.
Right. And
it'll be fun to watch in the future.
It will be. And the fact, the way Coach Beisel recruits, it's going to continue to be this good. You know, I see this until Beisel resigns or retires, our track and field team is going to be probably the best team at our school. No offense, basketball. Just saying, track and field produces more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, that'll do it for us today. Thank you all for listening to us. Graham, it's been a huge honor to be
working with
you.
Thank you so much, man.
I can't say enough. Words cannot describe how thankful I am that you were able to include me in building this program the way it is now. So thank you, and you will be missed.
Well, thank you. You guys are very welcome, and I will miss it too. Just again, I have some things to take care of, but I wish you guys the best in the future. And
thanks man. All right, anyways, if you want to email us, please email us at conekubski@gmail.com. as always, I'm Wyatt Kubi alongside Grant Fiske and Eric Cumley. This is the Kubski. Good night.
Bye.